You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what on a Monday does Steve Schindler have going on in Creighton, Nebraska, Bill?
It's training day.
No way.
Yep, it's training day. He's with the youth. There's no looping because school is out.
That's right.
But Steve, as you guys may not know, Shin Daddy is a certified and skilled unicycle instructor.
Oh, my God.
Unicycle.
He is a skilled and certified unicycle instructor. So he'll be teaching the youth of Creighton how to ride a unicycle.
Seriously?
Yes. And yet, when you see him on it, it's magical.
That's ultimate balance.
The right forward, there. Backwards, yeah. He can go both ways. Oh, yeah. He'll come whipping down. He rides the unicycle to work all the time.
Oh, my God.
He'll come whipping down Main Street on a unicycle. And he's like, you know what? I don't know if the kids today really know how to ride a unicycle.
I don't know if they know what it is.
It's like, so now
it's one.
So he's got classes. He's got classes at 9:44, 11:44, and 2:44.
Are there medics on the scene?
There are no medics at that, but it's just, so he's ready to go.
Good question.
So he'll be teaching, and then there'll be a unicycle kind of a parade up and down Main Street around 4. Yes.
So they'll be on display.
She's showing off their new skill.
Yes. He brought in 40 unicycles.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So around the rush hour.
Around the rush hour, you can take a little...
down the street.
Just come whipping down the street. You got to see when she and Daddy comes to work whipping down the street on a unicycle. It's incredible.
Tamara just must be like, man, what a catch.
What a catch. How'd I get him? Look at him. Imagine that guy coming down on a unicycle. Teaching the youth.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Because you don't hear him too much about unicycles.
No, he's taking it back to the street.
Somebody could end up in a circus, maybe.
It could be. Training, there's a good
employment.
There's good employment in the circus.
Employment.
Yes.
Employment.
They have retirement, 401k, all that stuff. So Steve's helping with that.
That's a great idea. Yeah. This is at in Creighton.
The Creighton Bank. Yes.
John says, I would pay Midwest. To see a sip on a unicycle.
I bet he could do it.
Probably. I mean, I've never done it. I haven't.
That's one of those things that you got to make
up.
You got to make a big leap.
It's getting up.
If you want to try to learn how to, if someone says, "What do you mean about learning how to ride a unicycle?" It's like, I don't know.
I think You find a ledge with a railing. Yeah. Get next to that. Get your foot up on the ledge, and then mount the unicycle. And then you're off. It'd be really hard to just get on it without a ledge.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying, Jay?
Yes. When you see him riding a unicycle,
just jump off.
Just jump off.
And you can pedal both ways. That's what's incredible. They go forwards and backwards. It's incredible. And imagine seeing Shin Daddy doing that today. In the bank. So, a lot going on there today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there going to be
unicycle?
Can I hit on something real quick?
Yes. Please.
I know Steve has something really big like that, but Steve had a treat today. What'd you have?
Keaton made cookies.
Cookies.
Keaton
Springer baked cookies last night with my daughter, Gigi, youngest daughter, their boyfriend and girlfriend. And they made cookies last night and brought them home.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah, so I brought them in for Steve because he likes sweets.
How'd you grade it?
A.
A.
I had one last night, so did my wife. They were incredible.
They were good.
They were incredible.
Proper amount of salt, yeah. I thought. I mean, it was. I'm big on that.
You ate all three of them already.
You ate all three.
Didn't share them. I did share with Ben.
Okay.
So we ate all three of those, but it was just... So Thank Keaton you. Is a baker, which causes some tension around our house a little bit.
Because?
Before I married Laura, she was dating a baker.
Oh.
Yeah, she was dating...
Seriously?
Dating a baker. And so I had to come in and kind of... Put that to a stop. So there was a lot. Anytime we talk about baking, there's always tension in here. Okay. Yeah, there's always a lot of tension.
So, damn it.
But we've worked through that with Keaton.
So he was Keaton, a baker.
Yeah, he's a baker. He's also a great football player at Lincoln East.
Oh,
He's in training, yes. I don't know if he's a boxer.
He is a football player and a baker. What a man. All right. Well, anyway. All right, Laura, you got the right one.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Thank
and
you.
And thank you to Crouton, Keaton.
Crouton, Keaton, sure.
Keaton Springer, yes.
Keaton Springer made some good cookies. They put them in a baggie, and I appreciate it. It was good.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685, call or text as always. Sip, you and Sean Callahan of Husker Online on three.
Quick stat for you guys.
You talked to Matt Rhule.
Yeah. This
you
was,
a stat.
This was not so much about that.
Okay. You have a stat for us, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the stat?
We are dying to
hear. What if I told you that there were 56 newcomers on this roster? 46 true freshmen plus 10 transfers. 56. It just snuck up on me this weekend. It snuck up on Sean, actually. It's quite a roster rebuild. 56 newcomers on the 2024 roster. And I don't even know if the coaches over there were fully aware of it. 46 true freshman additions. 46 true freshman additions. That's, I think, 28 scholarship guys plus walk-ons. And then the 10 transfers. I guess the new world of college football adds to that number because of the transfers. But I have a hard time thinking many college football teams have added 46 true freshmen. What do you think?
The true freshman stands out. The overall number is not a lot because I would bet almost all schools, Big Ten-ish, are probably in the new 45.
Okay.
45 new, but the freshman is a higher number.
That's a high number of true freshmen. Yeah, and then so they added that. And they did add a running back yesterday named McKay Nelson. Now he'll be Makai Nelson. He'll be on the class of 2024. It's interesting. They added a running back late to the class of 2024. And by the way, he said something interesting.
The running back did, or Matt?
Yeah, no, okay. No. This running back. He said this would put a journalist into a quandary.
Okay.
He said this. I would describe myself as a dog. Now, the quandary immediately is, how do you spell dog? I noticed in the article, it's spelled D-A-W-G.
If you ask me to spell it, yes, that's how it's spelled.
Not D-O-G.
No. That's standard. Yeah, that's...
Now, hold on.
That's standard.
Again,
Jake.
Journalism.
Yeah, a dog is a D-A-W-G in terms of an athlete.
Yes.
Or someone thinks they're badass, you know.
Yeah.
Dog. There's no D-A-W-G. Way in 1985 that was the case. Now, this is a recent phenomenon, right?
I'd say within 10, it's been 10 years.
10.
More than 10. That.
But yeah. Not 1985.
Not 85. Agree with that.
I would have if I would have typed that quote when I was on the yearbook staff at Columbus, yes. I would
you
say
were on the yearbook staff?
I was not. I should have been. I was on the newspaper, though, staff. The newspaper for Columbus High, yes. Candace Beecher identified my talent. I would describe myself as a dog. You guys You've are going D-A-W-G on that?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
That's not that new. This is...
Yeah, that's not
this
new.
This is not... This is since 2000, probably.
D-A-W-G?
Yeah. Not new.
Hold on.
Where have you been?
I've been here.
There's stuff all the time on Twitter, social media with D-A-W,
D-A-W-G. They do have it in the Oxford Dictionary. It's non-standard spelling of dog. That just doesn't make sense to me at all. I think I would have still went D-O-G on that. Anyway, they
46 freshmen.
Yeah, 46 freshmen. He's one of them. Mekhi Nelson. They've added a running back. I don't know what this means. They're pretty stocked in the running back room. They never replaced Kewon Lacy. You remember him, Jake?
Yes.
He was of the 2024 class.
Auburn.
Decommitted and signed with Missouri.
Missouri, my bad, yeah.
Yeah. Decommitted and signed with Missouri. So essentially, this is the replacement for Kewon Lacy.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So that's that. Now, as far as, what were you wondering about?
Well, you talked with Matt Rhule. You and Sean talked with Matt. He talked about Grahamstead. Did he not, Jalen Grahamstead, in this conversation?
He did.
The new addition, the quarterback from Northwestern.
Can you add?
College and AIA.
He just said, as far as Grahamstead goes, he had a pretty good quote. He said, at the end of the day, let's just say right now he comes in and he's the fourth quarterback. He said, I don't know where he'll end up, but you get down to the fourth quarterback and you have a guy who's won big games. He did. He won an NAIA national championship, and they were and Northwestern of Orange City, Iowa was the NAIA runner-up, and he was 24-1. So he said, winners are winners, Rhule said. Winners, when they go into a game day, expect to win, etc. We all know Nebraska's struggle in one-score games. I have the record at 8-30, I think, is in one-score games.
That's correct, 8-30.
Yeah, since 2018.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah, good job. 8-30 in one-score games since 2018. So Rhule said, I think the more winners you put around you, they practice that way. They walk that way. They act that way in a locker room. They're not victims. They're not weak-minded. They're tough-minded. When the day comes, if we turn to Jalen, we'll say, hey, go win the game for us, and he's going to expect to win, and that's infectious. I suppose it is. I mean, I don't know. Something's got to change. That 8-30 thing is, to me, it's a complicated discussion because it's not just mindset. It's talent, too.
Yeah, there's more to it than just there is more to it than mindset, and some of those games probably maybe they played up to be into a one score mm-hmm. game. So it's not
it's not all
so
bad.
There's 38 games, right? It was 8-30.
Yeah.
I doubt 38 of them was like, well, Nebraska was clearly the better team and they just lost 30 of them. So there are some other things that go with that.
Yeah, like Ohio State's an example.
They played up to Ohio State.
The process in winners, I 100% agree with. Urban Meyer was really big on let's watch his rivalry game. Let's watch big games. Let's watch.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, to see how they play in these games. Because sometimes you'll see a guy like roll, like, man, he's got like 1,200 yards rushing. And you're going, well, he had 400 against a team that's 0-9, and he had this, and he had this. Then how'd he do against the big rivalry game? He only played the first quarter. Said his shoulder hurt or something like
that. Okay.
It's like, how do how do they play when it's on?
Right.
When it's real, when the lights are bright and it's on, and how do they like to compete at those times? Which is, again, competitive spirit.
Yeah, and you need those guys around.
Yeah. But you don't go 24-1 and win a national championship, you know, with just a, yeah, I don't know. How's the quarterback? I don't know. He's all right. Is he a leader? Not really. Misses practice sometimes. I don't know. No, it's probably just the opposite.
Yep. So it's probably good to have him.
So I think there's a huge advantage potentially. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not in any room there. I'm just talking in general.
Yeah.
Let's just say that you end up traveling four quarterbacks.
Right.
Well, the death blow of the four quarterbacks is always, it's just like extra linemen that you really know that just aren't going to play. But you have to have them on there. And you're like, you're the special teams guy going like, I need some numbers here to use on these teams, and they don't add anything. Well, take someone like him. He's the fourth quarterback in the game. Put him on kickoff. He played safety. He tackled.
God, that's a good point.
He could play other positions. He could be in the two deep on punt. He could be all of a sudden, it's like, hey, listen, we get in a pickle. You're coming with me because he's the fourth quarterback.
I've never thought about that.
So on the road, he could become valuable to you. And the end of the game, it's like I said, I remember at the end of the game of, thank God Mike Stuntz was the one standing right next to me, but we didn't have any players left at Michigan. And the Alamo Bowl. Had none left. And all of a sudden.
In the Alamo.
We're trying to get him out there. And then they called no timeout. Clock's running. I'm trying to get a kickoff team out there. It's like that. And all of a sudden you see Ben Eisenhart like waving at me like we're short one like that. And I got my numbers out like that. I look around. Mike Stuntz had his helmet on. Let's go, Mike. Wow. You're in. He goes, where do I go? Find the empty spot.
Wow.
That's what he did. Went out.
Football's crazy.
Performed really well.
Jake, football's crazy.
We lost like six guys to injuries in that game. It was like insane, the number of people. And then if there would have been a normal timeout, not a problem. It would have been fine.
Fascinating.
Where do
Stunt,
I go?
Stunt
where
saved do I the go? Day.
He caught football, the football's so bizarre. It's mayhem. Just go in the open spot. Jesus, run down
well,
the field.
Should be obvious.
Well, he had done this, and he was in my room, okay. And all these things, all this different stuff. So he had been around me. So he wasn't
love that.
But
stuff.
Yes, but it was very spur of the moment. How are we getting this done? Here's what's going to happen.
Mike's I'm telling you. Don't laugh. I watched the film on Kramstad. He was a legit safety. He could run down on kickoff.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
He was legit.
Think he's very smart?
Yeah.
Probably is.
Football,
so
football
so it adds. So that so what they just did was they added to their roster.
It makes
everything better. Or same thing. Okay. He's also going to take reps as the preparation team or the now I never use the word scout team. I don't like that. But
okay.
the look
You don't
team,
like the word scout team.
I don't like the word scout team. But anyway,
interesting.
He goes down there and that's the quarterback you're playing against all week. The guy just talked about it. Everyone's better. So everything gets better as you're going through it.
Good point.
So you just keep raising the level up of this.
Good point. So there you go. Jalen Gramstad. He's here. He's on the team.
Anything else?
What else? Yeah, what else?
Your conversation with Matt Rhule.
Locked in.
Oh, please. They're back in the dorms. Now, that was my dorm, the Selleck Quadrangle. I was interested in that because I didn't know if they'd go back in. Because it wasn't, a lot of the players expressed a level of discomfort that it led me to think, they probably won't do that again. They're doing it again. I do like something that Rhule said that's kind of a fight for your campus. But it was kind of,
read it.
I like it. I mean, for some reason, I like it. He said, I think it's really important that we reset ourselves back on campus. He said, we're fighting for this campus. There's something I like about that. I would have liked that as a student to hear that. Yeah, I'm going to the game. They're fighting for me.
I like him on campus.
Quadrangle. But the Selleck Quadrangle.
The numbers are different now, and that's part of that. When you went back 10 years, because I lived this, and it made a big difference.
What?
So when you bring your team, you can give players money if they stay off campus, okay. In their homes, wherever they're at, their apartments. You can give them money. If you house them, you cannot give them as much money.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, the student athlete's like, I need my rent check and stuff for August.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're all getting paid. So it's a different deal.
Different life.
So, but that was a reason a lot of places I was at was like going, listen, we're not going to put you on campus because if we do that, we can give you a check for this much money on this date. Mm-hmm. We give you a check for this much money on this date. Once you bring them in-house and you say that, and you say, no, they're living here for 2.5 weeks or whatever the time is. You can't at that time. You can't give them money. I don't know that where it's at now.
I don't know if that's the deal.
But that was the reason.
Interesting.
So now if that's still the deal, it's like, well, hold it. We're not giving you that one check. Well, that's okay. I get a pretty big check every month anyway. Mm-hmm. And so there's a difference with that. On staffs I was on, they would meet with the team, and the team's all gone like going, yeah, we'd like to have the extra $600 for that month because that was a big amount of money.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
in 2010, 2000, we were at Utah State, and you can give them money instead of staying on campus.
Yeah,
that was a big deal for those kids.
That's interesting. I don't know now. I don't know how that will work, but they're going to be in the Selleck Quadrangle for just under 2 weeks of camp. So July, I would imagine they start camp and then go almost the first 2 weeks. It's not comfortable. You don't think about Bryce Benhart. Yeah, kind of.
It's kind of the point.
It's a brotherhood thing.
Yes.
It's bonding. I mean, think about a 6'8", 320-pound lineman on those little beds. It's not good. I know it wasn't because I heard those guys talk about it. It would be fine. I'm not big on sharing bathrooms with people, but it is what it is.
Must be just uncomfortable.
Okay, what's next, Jake?
When we come back.
Give me a tease.
I'll give you a tease. There is no one is safe from protesters.
Oh, I love
in
this
the
one.
Sports world.
I love this one.
It was
a good one.
Bizarre in the sport
world.
Of golf. Discuss that next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get 2 cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.